It was Palm Sunday, but because of a sore throat, little Johnny stayed home from church. When the family returned home, they were carrying several palm branches. Johnny asked them what they were for. "The people held them over Jesus' head as he walked by," his father told him. "Wouldn't you know it," little Johnny fumed. "The one Sunday I don't go and he shows up." Today we have Palm Sunday. These palm branches are now blessed. They are sacramentals to be treated with great care and reverence because they acknowledge that we believe that Jesus is our King. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. The palms are given to you as a reminder of the crowd who said, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." The palm branches recognize our acceptance as Christ our King. Notice in the reading of the Passion, we had the crowd who had a choice. They had a choice between Jesus or Barabbas. Which one would they let free? They were given an opportunity. Would they call for Jesus and say, "We want him to be free"? Or would they choose this barbarian named Barabbas? What did they do? They chose to free Barabbas. And then Pilate said, "What should I do with your King?" And they said, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And isn't that what happens every time we sin? Every time we commit a mortal sin, we are saying to Jesus, "Crucify him, crucify him." When we choose sin over Christ, we're choosing a Barabbas over Christ. No matter what that Barabbas might be, whatever violation of any of the Ten Commandments in a serious way, we're saying to God that we choose Barabbas over Christ, and we want Christ crucified in our life. So the reminder of Palm Sunday, when you see that palm branch, you should be reminded that you acknowledge Jesus as your King, and that, God willing, you will never say to him, "Crucify him, crucify him." These palm branches would be then treated with respect and placed in some room in your home, most likely the dining room or the living room. Place it behind your crucifix. It fits very nicely behind the crucifix. What do you do with your old palms? Well, of course, you would not throw them away. You're allowed to burn them or bury them. That is the proper way to dispense with previous palms from previous Palm Sundays. Because they are blessed sacramentals, you would then bury them in your garden or burn them. You would not throw them in a trash can because they are blessed holy sacramentals. So place these palms behind the crucifix in your home. Every Catholic home should have a crucifix to remind you of what Jesus did for you when he died for you on Good Friday. Or you might have an image, a beautiful painting of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The image of the Sacred Heart is a beautiful image where you place this in your home. And when you do this, you're acknowledging that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of your family. Again, a beautiful place to place your palms, right behind the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Whenever I think about Palm Sunday, I always think of how excited the crowd was. The crowd was realizing that this was their Messiah. Notice that Jesus came down from the Mount of Olives and he passed through the eastern gate of the temple into the Holy of Holies, coming into Jerusalem. And the crowd realized and accepted that Jesus was the Messiah. See, way back in the prophet Zechariah, he says, "Behold, your King comes to you, meek and riding on a donkey." So Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament prophecy. The prophecy that was that their Messiah would not come riding in a chariot or on a war horse. He would come meek and humble, riding on a donkey. If you read the Old Testament, you'll see that another king had come into Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, riding on a donkey, passing through the eastern gate, and that was King Solomon, called the King of Peace. And he was known for his wisdom. Jesus is the King of Peace. He came riding on a donkey, just like Solomon had done 1,000 years before. And Jesus is the incarnate wisdom. He's not just a man with wisdom, he is wisdom himself. So contrast Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on Sunday and what will happen 5 days later on Good Friday. On Palm Sunday, Jesus comes down from the Mount of Olives. On Good Friday, Jesus will be crucified on another mountain, the Mount of Calvary. On Palm Sunday, Jesus is carried in by a donkey. 5 days later, he'll go through those same streets, but not being carried by a donkey, but instead carrying his own cross to his own execution as a common criminal. On Palm Sunday, people took off their cloaks and laid them at the feet so that the donkey could pass by on them. Contrast what would happen 5 days later when Jesus is stripped of his garments. On Palm Sunday, the crowd waved palm branches. 5 days later, they would throw stones at him. Today they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And sadly, the same crowd on Good Friday, 5 days from now, will say, "Crucify him, crucify him." Today he's treated with great honor and praise. On Good Friday he would be detested and scorned. Today they call him the King of Israel. But before Pontius Pilate they would shout, "We have no king but Caesar." Today he's surrounded by his closest and dearest friends, the apostles. 5 days from now, all of them will abandon him. They all scatter. Today, we have Jesus anointed with perfume by the woman Mary, who perfumes his feet with oil that is worth 300 silver pieces. But 5 days from now, he would be sold for just a fraction of that, for 30 pieces of silver. So today, the green palm branches would be turned into the dried wood of the cross in just a few days. The flowers that were strewn at the Lord's feet would be replaced by the crown of thorns. So today we begin what is called Holy Week, the holiest of weeks. As we contemplate the reading of the Passion and Palm Sunday today, and we hear the excitement of the crowd that acknowledge Jesus as their King, as their Messiah, we have to pray that we will not be like that same crowd who 5 days from now would turn against Christ and say, "Crucify him, crucify him."